WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. It's Encore Week, featuring our favorite music interviews from the past year. We're featuring in-studio performances today. Jeff Tweedy has been described as an icon of alternative music. He's a singer, songwriter, and guitarist who first became known as a member of Uncle Tupelo, a country punk trio he founded with Jay Farrar. After the band's 1994 breakup, Farrar founded the band Sun Vault, and Tweedy founded the band Wilco. Wilco draws on all kinds of pop influences. They've even made a couple of albums with Billy Bragg, on which they set to music Woody Guthrie lyrics that had never been recorded. Jeff Tweedy visited our studio last spring after the release of Wilco's CD Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, which has ended up on many critics' 10 best lists. You've brought your guitar with you. Can I ask you to do a song that's featured on the new CD?
Yeah, I can do a song called I'm the Man Who Loves You.
Black and white and white and pink with blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was mean and the sender. You couldn't tell if it bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. All I could is a busy sea of spinning wheels and hands that feel for stones to throw and feet that run but come back home and make no difference ever known, make no difference ever known to me. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand if you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. Black and white and pink, the blades of blue that lay between the words I think on a page. I was meaning to send it. You couldn't tell if you bring my heart the way I wanted when I started writing this letter to you. But if I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. If I could, you know I would just hold your hand and you'd understand. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you. I'm the man who loves you.
Good song. When did you get your first guitar and actually start playing and start trying to like learn licks that you'd heard on records that you liked?
I got my first guitar when I was 6 or 7.
How'd you get it so young?
That's all I really ever wanted. And when I got it, I was very disappointed that it was so hard to play. And I took a few lessons, and I just remember the lessons being very hot in these upstairs rooms in these old buildings and the radiators hissing and just sweating. And I never went back more than twice, I don't think. And I threw my guitar in the closet and told everybody that I knew how to play guitar for probably the rest of my grade school days, and I hurt my leg really bad in a bike accident between junior high school and high school, and I figured I would take the time to learn how to play the guitar before somebody actually asked me to, because I told everybody I knew how to play the guitar.
And like, did you teach yourself?
Yeah, I did. I taught myself. I had a book of chords and Ramones records. It wasn't too hard from that from there.
Now, you've done a couple of albums with Wilco and Billy Bragg of Woody Guthrie lyrics, taking Woody Guthrie lyrics that he had never set to music and setting them to music yourself. How did that project get started?
I'm pretty sure it started, the Mermaid Avenue records started with Nora, Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora Guthrie. She contacted Billy, or Billy contacted her, I'm not so sure that Wilco was the first band considered to be the band to back up Billy Bragg on this record. When we were contacted about it, that's kind of how it was presented, as being basically being the session band on these records, which was a nice offer, not quite as appealing as when a few months later they suggested that we write some songs and participate in the selection process and being given an opportunity to go through the archives as well. Then it became like a no-brainer. It was like just something fascinating to do. Even if I'd never heard of Woody Guthrie, I would find that a fascinating project, to go through thousands and thousands of lyrics that someone left behind.
Well, why did you choose one of the songs you did write music for? Choose one of the lyrics you did set to music. Tell us why you chose this and sing the song.
Okay, I think I'll give it a shot. It's a song called Hesitating Beauty. I think that what drew me to it was that it was a love song, a very unabashed love song from someone who's more known for being just a left-leaning hobo.
Sparkling cocky smile, I've walked a million miles, begging you to come wed me in the spring. Why do you, my dear, delay? What makes you laugh and turn away? Your hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. Quit your hesitating, Norley. We could build a house and home where the flowers come to bloom. Around our yard, I'll nail a fence so high. Those boys with peeping eyes cannot see that angel face. My hesitating beauty, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. And you know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. If you quit your hesitating, Norley. Across the grasses of our land, I'll kiss you for each leaf on every tree. We could bring our kids to play where the dry leaves blow today, if you'd quit your hesitating, Norley. Well, I know that you're itching to get married, Norley. You know how I'm twitching for the same thing, Norley. By the stars and clouds above, we could spend our lives in love. You quit your hesitating, Norley. Mm-hmm.
That was Jeff Tweedy playing a song that Woody Guthrie wrote the lyric for. Jeff Tweedy wrote the music. You're married and you have two children. Has your life as a musician, and a musician who's often on the road, been changed by having a family?
Yeah. I'm really extremely into having two boys around the house to remind me how joyous and wonderful and fun it is to make stuff up. And I think that's the main thing I would say has influenced me in what I do for a living, and being able to just make music for a living, having a constant reminder that I'm just making stuff up is wonderful to have around.
Well, Jeff Tweedy, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jeff Tweedy recorded in our studio last spring. Wilco's latest CD is called Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Tweedy is featured on two collaborative CDs coming out in the next couple of months with the bands Loose Fur and the Minus Five. This is Fresh Air.